This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, January 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Water bills to watch. A wild goose hunt threatens crops, and top-line deal clears way for spending details. Water rights bills to watch. With the legislature back in session, the first order of business is to sort through two-year bills. Lawmakers shelled about 120 bills last year after coming up short on votes and have until the end of next week to curry more votes or amend them to ease opposition. Farm and water interests will be closely watching two of those bills. AB 460 by Assemblymember Rebecca Cower-Cahan of Orinda would increase penalties for illegal water diversions. According to Alexandra Beering, a water policy advocate at the California Farm Bureau, the bill would remove judicial review and allow no opportunity for judicial process. The bill stems from a high-profile incident in 2022 that fueled calls to overhaul the state's water rights system. Beering told members at the annual Farm Bureau meeting recently that about 300 trade groups and organizations banded together in a coalition in response and devoted, quote, an inordinate amount of time dealing with the fallout. AB 1337 by Assemblymember Buffy Wicks of Oakland also proposes to increase penalties and would grant the Water Board the full authority to curtail water rights in every watershed, even in normal and wet years. The Water Board is a political animal like anything else, said Beering. Now keep in mind, these lawmakers could take a lesson from Senator Ben Allen of Santa Monica, who authored a measure last year taking aim at senior water rights. He eventually amended the measure to instead clarify the State Water Board's powers with investigating water rights, which led farm groups to drop their opposition and go neutral on the bill. Governor Newsom later signed it into law. A wild goose hunt threatens crops. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife is undertaking its annual tradition of establishing the late goose hunting season to allow farmers to control populations in early spring. Hunters are urging the department to shift the season to earlier in the year, and the proposal is under review at the Fish and Game Commission. Yet Katie Little, a policy advocate for the California Farm Bureau, is worried about the impact of farmers. She explained to the commission recently that foraging geese caused significant damage to crops and pastures in Northern California. Rice and dairy farmers have already lost millions to drought impacts in recent years, and this would set them back further, she argued. Little shared that UC Cooperative Extension specialists are studying the ag impacts from waterfowl. She hopes the results will provide more information to the commission before it votes on the proposal in April. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Duval, farm bill extension would be detrimental to agriculture. Despite a looming government shutdown amid talks to secure another continuing resolution, as well as upcoming elections, Congress needs to make sure it passes a farm bill this year, says the leader of the nation's largest farm organization. If the 2018 Farm Bill is extended again, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall says it could be detrimental to agriculture. Duvall said on AgriPulse Newsmakers, "We all know that the cost of us producing food and keeping the food system for our country here has escalated tremendously. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Top line in hand, lawmakers turn to details. Lawmakers are rushing to finalize a new budget for USDA and several other departments and agencies after the White House and congressional leaders announced a deal yesterday on overall funding limits for fiscal 2024. Congress has until the 19th of January to pass spending bills to fund departments and agencies covered by the Agriculture, Energy, Water, Transportation, HUD, and Military Construction Appropriation measures, which are currently funded again through the 19th. The Agriculture Bill funds USDA and FDA. The $1.6 trillion top-line agreement caps non-defense spending at $772.7 billion. That's a win for Democrats, and it reflects the level set by last spring's debt ceiling agreement. Still, House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana says in a Dear Colleague letter that the deal would reduce non-defense funding from 23 levels. Bottom line, Congress now faces the challenge of having only 12 days to negotiate and write language, secure passage by both chambers, and get the first four appropriations bills signed into law, said the top Republican of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Susan Collins of Maine. Key senator hopeful of border deal. Senator James Lankford, an Oklahoma Republican who's been involved in bipartisan negotiations over border security, told Fox News Sunday he's hopeful the text of an agreement will be ready this week. Lankford said it was critical to tighten regulations around the asylum process to ensure it's limited to people who have legitimate needs. Lankford said, quote, "It's going to have to be an agreement that a Democratic White House, Democratic Senate, can also line up with a Republican House, and we're working to thread the needle for things that can actually work." House Speaker Mike Johnson would not commit on supporting an agreement when asked about it on CBS Face the Nation. "Of course, we want a deal," he said. "We want to solve this crisis." Now, by the way, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will be in Durham, New Hampshire, and Portland, Maine today, talking about various USDA programs, including disaster assistance. Now, for more on the FY24 spending deal and this week's D.C. agenda, read our Washington Week Ahead. New American Farmland Trust report answers questions on ag carbon markets. 97% of farmers surveyed were not prepared to participate in a carbon market. American Farmland Trust notes in a report out today that aims to clarify some of the questions growers have about how those markets work. In the report, Top 10 Things You Wanted to Know About Carbon Markets, AFT tackles questions surrounding eligibility and payments. "We're looking to help catalyze interest and put out there the information that inspires farmers to start looking into the ag carbon market," says Michelle Perez, Water Initiative Director at AFT. Finally, here's today's He Said It. California must first create an environment where its people can thrive. That GOP Assemblymember Joe Patterson of Rockland in an op-ed for the Sacramento Bee, arguing Governor Newsom's climate goals cannot lead to skyrocketing energy costs. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, January 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Nally.